Most actors are known for the ability to convey a wide range of feelings. Jerry Stiller made a name for himself in later years doing anger, a really funny brand of anger. The comic actor has died at the age of 92. His son, actor Ben Stiller, says his father died of natural causes. Reporter Alex Cohen has this remembrance.
Jerry Stiller never had the looks of a leading man. The short Jewish actor was perhaps best known for his work on Seinfeld, where he played Frank Costanza, George Costanza's hot-headed father.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
What is that?
Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, man on the tape tells me to say, Serenity now!
On the show, actress Estelle Harris played his wife, but off-screen, his real love was another actress. His wife, Anne Meara, was a beautiful, red-haired Irish Catholic, and the two appeared regularly as a comic duo. Here they are on The Ed Sullivan Show.
How long have we been seeing each other?
8 months.
Well, that's a long time.
23
I mean, for two
days,
people to see only
17
each other.
Hours,
I think we should see other
22
people.
Minutes.
Jerry Stiller was born in Brooklyn in 1927. After serving in World War II, he pursued a career as an actor. The choice to team with Anne Meara was a practical move, motivated by love, as Jerry Stiller once told the Archive of American Television.
We wanted to keep the marriage together. She being tall and kind of beautiful looking and me being what I look like, we never got jobs together.
Stiller and Meara enjoyed success together for many years, but eventually they decided to pursue careers on their own. After stints on Broadway and on several TV shows in the 1970s, Jerry Stiller's most notable role came in the early 90s when he joined the cast of Seinfeld, replacing another actor. During an interview included in a Seinfeld DVD box set, the actor said producer Larry David told him they were looking for something a bit different.
The other thing he says, I want you to understand, you're working with a lady who screams a lot, and I want you to play it down.
Stiller initially did that, but felt the approach wasn't working. So in a final dress rehearsal in front of a live audience, the actor tried something else.
She said, you're the one who ruined his life. You were never there for him. You were an absentee father.
Instead of just saying my lines, I said, you're the one who slept in bed with him. You made sandwiches from every night of the night. You cuddle him. You turned him into a dependent. Well, everybody started screaming, laughing.
Jerry Stiller went on to earn an Emmy nomination for his work as Frank Costanza. Years later, he played another furious father on the show King of Queens.
These are Oktoberfest pictures. They have to get to my cousin before June 1st.
So then put 2 stamps on them. Put 10 on them. What do you care? Is it like you're paying for them?
Jerry Stiller was also a father in real life, but not one fueled by anger. During an interview with NPR, his son, actor Ben Stiller, said his dad was always amazing, supportive, and hilarious.
My dad is just, you know, naturally funny as a person. I feel like, you know, he just can't help but be funny because he's so committed to who he is.
Ben Stiller said his mother's humor tended to be dark, but his father's was always intended to bring joy and perhaps a bit of serenity now to others. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.